You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. I'm Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We're an organization in Somerset County that offers free services for people who are witnessing or experiencing domestic, dating, or sexual violence. So today we have a very special guest who is here often. I'd like to introduce our volunteer, Ella. Hi, Ella. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this episode because we've talked about recently the pressure to have sex was one of our recent episodes. So today we're taking a question from a class. That is, dear Ava, what if I feel pressured to be in a relationship? So Ella, what do you think? How would you answer this question?
I think that this question is a super interesting one, just because I feel like there's always pressures to be in a relationship or be dating, whether we realize it or not. Societally, there's always this unspoken pressure of being partnered up. And I think it's seen throughout all ranges of ages, you know, older people, younger people. It's something that's talked about a lot. Like, people are always asking, oh, are you dating? Are you putting yourself out there if you're not dating? And I think there's always just subtle comments and statements that are heard societally that really always present this pressure of being in a relationship. And when it comes to hearing those things, I think it's important to recognize that maybe not everyone is in a place in their life where they even want to be dating. I think, like we talked about before, there are pros and cons to being in a relationship, and there's pros and cons to not being in a relationship. There are some people who may want to focus on things in their career or focus on themselves, or may feel like a relationship is not really what they need at the time. And I think that it's totally okay to feel those pressures and recognize that just because you aren't looking for a relationship or you aren't in a relationship, that doesn't diminish being single or being by yourself in any way. And it's totally fine to not be looking for that or have that.
Yeah, I totally hear you. I mean, that pressure is everywhere. One thing I was thinking of when you were talking was I grew up in like the 90s and early 2000s. And at that time, all the Disney movies were coming out, right? So really young, Aladdin, Pocahontas, I'm just thinking of everything, Tangled, which is a little bit newer, Beauty and the Beast, like all those movies, right? And there's this whole idea of like, you're happy ever after, you know, you'll find the one, you complete me, right? And like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but there is like this historical, this whole like pattern of even just media enforcing this idea that you're looking for that one person, right? And like, I grew up seeing that all the time. And I think it's funny now, like those movies still exist and they're very popular and that's great. But there's also things like Moana, which has no romantic subplot at all. It's about a girl who becomes a woman and like, you know, leads her people. There's also like Frozen, which does have romance, but like, it's also about like sisters supporting their kingdom, their queendom. So it's interesting because the messages have started to change a little bit, but all those other messages still exist. And I also want to mention that I think one thing we don't talk about is that some people are aromantic, which means they don't feel romantic feelings for others, which is under like the ACE spectrum, the asexual spectrum. And they grow up in a society where it's like, you're supposed to feel this. And they might feel like, well, what's wrong with me? And I hear that question a lot, is like, why don't I want this? Why is this being forced on me? So just a few things coming to mind.
Yeah. I really like what you said about the you complete me statement, because I think that that statement within itself has a lot to unpack, because I feel like when people say that, in a way, it's saying that without someone else, you're not complete, or without someone else, you aren't reaching like the end goal, which is to be with someone and get married and have kids, which is the stereotypical, happy ever after kind of thing. And I think it's important to recognize that that may not be for everyone. And I think there's also a heavy timeline with it that people don't recognize. There's a time to be in a relationship by a certain age, or get married by a certain age, or start having kids after a certain amount of time. And that timeline definitely shouldn't look the same for everyone. Everyone has their own paths, everyone has their own career goals or individual goals. And I think there are definitely pressures to reach these goals by the same time, which just isn't realistic in society.
Yeah, I hear you. It makes people feel like there's something wrong with them. Or, again, like you're not complete, right? Because you haven't kissed someone or gotten married or had kids or whatever. And I think there's a pressure to label things as well, which I, under my impression is that like younger folks than me aren't labeling things as like hard and fast anymore. Like we're dating, it's not necessarily like that anymore all the time, and that's fine too. But I would love to talk about now, like what kinds of things we can say to ourselves in this society. So like my first thing would be at any age, whether you're 12 or 15 or 20 or 50, whatever you are, understanding what you want is really important. And that doesn't just come easily. Like people spend their whole lives figuring out who they are and what they want. And that's okay. If you feel that pressure from your friends or family to be in a relationship or get married or whatever it is, I know for some people that's far off, but you have to figure out what you want and stick to that because that's the only way you're going to be happy. So I don't know, Ella, do you have anything else to suggest that people can think about when they're feeling that pressure?
Honestly, I agree with a lot of what you said. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to really what you want and what you feel is right, because people can put the pressure on you to be in a relationship. But if you feel like that's not what's right for you, then a relationship may be more detrimental than helpful if you're not in the right headspace, in the right place. And I think people think that they understand relationships between people. If you have friends that are pushing two people together, for an example, and being like, oh, you should, hang out with my friend, or pushing a relationship, or like try to get people to go on dates and things like that. I think a lot of people think that they know how a relationship would work more than what actually goes into it. So, like you said, it's really important to understand what you want, what your priorities are, and what you think is best for yourself, because at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to be in a relationship, and a lot goes into a relationship. So I think that you should never push yourself into something that would make you uncomfortable, which is a very common theme in a lot of pressures in society.
Just to wrap all of this up, I'm thinking that people should find friends who are supportive of them. Find hobbies and fun things to do that make you happy because there is so much to life. And I say this as someone who is married and has been in a relationship for a long time. There's so much to life outside of that one person, if that exists, right? It's not like the movies. This is real life, so it is different. And there's good and bad things, like you said, Ella, about being in a relationship, and there's good and bad things about being single, and there's nothing bad about being on your own. So embrace your life however you see fit, and that's what will bring you peace.
Yeah. Someone said to me once, you don't have your whole life to be single, so why rush into a relationship? Like, you should date yourself first. You should understand, what you want and who you are, so that you can enter a relationship in the best version of yourself that you can.
I love that. That's great. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Ella, and talking about this really complex topic.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning.
In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-Ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.